This morning, this very short series in terms of three or four sermons. In Acts chapter 11, looking really at the evangelism of the early church. I saw this morning in the opening verse of Acts the reluctance of the church to evangelize, their nationalistic prejudice which kept them from speaking the gospel to non-Jews, and then of course dealing with them and sending them out. And now I want us to look tonight, more importantly perhaps, at the message of the gospel, the message of the evangelism. And this is most important, isn't it? It's something which is so obvious that the tendency is to forget it. If you pick up a book today on evangelism, almost certainly what you'll be reading is a book on technique and a book on method. As if the book seems to assume that the message is alright. It's the same with Sunday school teaching. With a book about Sunday school teaching, you're almost invariably going to be reading a book on technique, a book on method. But when the New Testament deals with these things, it's not talking about technique. There are no sort of slick methods, infallible methods. What the New Testament brings before us is the message of evangelism. What were they talking about? What were they saying to these people? What were they confronting these people with? And there we see in Acts 11 again the witnessing and the evangelism of the early church. And notice how their witnessing and evangelism is described in verse 19 and again in verse 20. We are told in verse 19 that they came telling the message. Telling the message. Or in verse 20 they came telling the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. They came telling the message. They came telling the good news about the Lord Jesus. And as the authorized version has it, they came preaching the word and they preached the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's always the evangelism of the Acts of the Apostles. This preaching. And you mustn't think of preaching now merely in the formal sense in which I am doing that now. For instance, in Acts chapter 8, when you have Philip preaching to the eunuch, or speaking to the eunuch. You have one man, a sinner, one man, a Christian, and Philip is speaking to the eunuch. He's opened the scriptures, he's got Isaiah chapter 53 open, and what the scriptures tell us is that beginning of that same scripture, he preached unto him, the Lord Jesus. He began to tell him the message about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how they did it. They spoke to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. There were no frills, there was no wrapping it up, there was no sort of dressing it up, so it was acceptable to the people. They told the people the facts, and they told the people the meaning and the application of those facts. They preached the word, they preached the Lord Jesus, and of course those two are the same thing. You can't preach the word without preaching the Lord Jesus. You can't preach the Lord Jesus unless you're preaching the word of God. Scripture, you see, testifies who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. And that's what they preach. And if you look at all the sermons in the Acts of the Apostles, you find that basically they all come down to the same thing. Who is Jesus? What has he done? And over and over again, it's the same thing. Pentecost is the same thing. Who is this Jesus? What has he done? And you go through the Acts, and if you make a study of the sermons of the Acts, it's the same thing. The message doesn't change. Now why is that? Well, because the purpose of the gospel is to bring men and women to God. That's the purpose. It isn't to entertain them. It isn't to make them feel good. It isn't to send them on their way with a sort of spring in their step. You can have all those things and be done. The purpose of the gospel is to bring them to God. And though some may trust in morality, and some may trust in good works, and others will trust in philosophy and systems of doctrine and religion, what in fact decides whether or not we are right with God is our relationship with Christ. You see, there are many ways to come to Christ. There's only one way to come to God, and that is through Christ. And God may use many circumstances to bring us in faith to the Lord Jesus. And the testimony of all of us tonight would vary along that line. God might bring trouble or sorrow or death to bring us to Christ. God might bring the complete opposite of joy or circumstances of happiness to bring us to Christ. God might bring a trap. God might use an open air meeting. God might use a friend to bring us to Christ. But the only way to come to God is through Christ. And we must all come in that narrow way.